It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby! It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast presented by DraftKings, the show that's so nice, we do it twice. Already posted yesterday. Episode one with all the Thanksgiving Day games, all the Sunday 1 o'clock games. Now we dive into the Sunday late games, as well as the Sunday nighter, the Monday nighter with Joe Dolan, the fantasy gangster at FG underscore Dolan. Use the code 21feast when you go to fantasypoints.com. Maybe you're done with your season long league. Maybe it's not happening for you. Maybe you just want DFS advice from Joe and the folks over at fantasypoints.com using the code 21feast. You can always support the show or get at me or whatever at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. Joe, we start with the Chargers putting up big points. Austin Eckler would have been the fantasy star of the week most weeks if it wasn't for Jonathan Taylor taking on the Broncos.
I believe Austin Eckler was the first player in NFL history to have two rushing and two receiving touchdowns in the same game. Good player. Really good player. The Broncos here are setting up their future, Ross. They have locked up Cortland Sutton. They have locked up Tim Patrick. Obviously, they have Jerry Jeudy on a rookie contract. They are looking to be a destination for a quarterback in the offseason because they don't have that quarterback right now. Teddy Bridgewater has not played well the last number of weeks. Back to the Chargers. I mean, it's as simple as it gets. Eckler, I think Justin Herbert, although he's been a little more up and down than you'd like to see, and Keenan Allen are locks. Mike Williams is probably in your lineup. Good thing, though, Ross, you watched the Sunday night game. Mike Williams' touchdown was a busted coverage. The Steelers are just leaving him wide open down the sideline. But at least he got back in the box. And the Chargers are now really rotating their tight ends, which makes it hard to trust for fantasy. Donald Parham had a terrible drop, but both he and Jared Cook had five targets. The Chargers are a very simple fantasy team to figure out right now.
What about, on the other side, the Broncos?
Yeah, so the Broncos come out of the bye. They pay Cortland Sutton, who, I mean, they paid him, but they haven't thrown him the ball this year. Cortland Sutton has been a horrifically underutilized fantasy asset right now. He's caught no more than two passes in any of his last three games. He had a stretch of three games where he went over 10 fantasy points, but he also went over 10 fantasy points in just one of his first four games. So he's been underutilized. Teddy Bridgewater's been gravitating towards the tight ends and to Jerry Jeudy. Cortland Sutton's numbers when Jerry Jeudy is in the lineup, he's basically ranked as like the wide receiver 80. So he got paid. So that tells you what the Broncos think about him. But Teddy Bridgewater isn't getting him the ball, which makes him a very fringe fantasy option. In the backfield, unfortunately, I mean, look, I can't talk crap on Melvin Gordon. We all want Javonte Williams to break out. But Melvin Gordon's been pretty good this year. He did have the costly fumble that Darius Slay returned for a touchdown in the Broncos' last game. We'll see if that affects any usage here, but I have to imagine coming out of the bye that it's going to be the same rotation. Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, 50-50 split. I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to gravitate to Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, and Okwe Bunam, the tight ends, and Cortland Sutton, and Tim Patrick, I think you're probably just going to have to hope for a touchdown from those guys.
Moving on to the Rams and the Packers. Interesting that we go right from one LA team to another LA team. What appears to be the game of the week, Joe. Your thoughts on the Rams coming off the bye?
Yeah, so the Rams, they really needed to get Odell Beckham involved. And look, Odell Beckham comes out, and in week 10, the Rams just did not play well on Monday Night Football against the 49ers. And I wonder how much of that was the loss of Robert Woods, because I don't think they did not sign Odell Beckham with the expectation that Robert Woods wasn't going to be there. I think they signed him to be kind of like a souped up version of DeSean Jackson. And obviously, Stafford goes down the field and to Odell Beckham, and he's picked off on the play. I would have to imagine that they are right now getting on the same page over the bye. Now, here's what's happened to Stafford the last couple weeks. This is a guy who was crushing the blitz, crushing it, and teams have just kind of stopped blitzing him. And the Green Bay Packers are not a blitz-heavy team. They are the seventh least blitz-heavy team in the entire NFL. I think the Packers are going to be content to sit back and see if Stafford is going to make mistakes. And I look, you're playing Cooper Kupp. I think Van Jefferson, if I had to pick one of the other two receivers to play, I'd pick Van Jefferson over Odell Beckham. But both of them are on the wide receiver three radar. I think the Rams are going to rebound. I think Sean Payton is going to come out of the bye with a big plan here to get Stafford back on track. But it is a tough matchup against a Packer team that's also coming off a loss.
It's a good point. Plus, the Packers, though, now they lose Elgton Jenkins. We find out the news about Bakhtiari. It's not good, Joe.
Yeah, so the offensive line is bad. And then have you heard about Aaron Rodgers? This mysterious toe injury is apparently COVID toe? A very painful side effect of COVID-19.
Seriously?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke.
No, it was in the Wall Street Journal, Ross. I don't think they put jokes in the Wall Street Journal. That's as dry as it gets. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, well,
maybe they just thought he was being serious when he was joking.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what they're calling it, COVID. I don't know. But here's the point. Aaron Rodgers came out of COVID isolation with a toe injury that he didn't have before. That's the point. So,
right.
Well, he's playing through it, and now he's playing behind an offensive line. I think, Ross, you would have to think at this point, they just hope that he's able to get Bakhtiari's able to get back for the playoffs at this stage, right? I mean,
correct.
So can they get through the rest of the season? The Packers right now, Valdez Scantling's coming on. You would have to think there's going to be a good battle. Not exclusive, but a good battle between Devontae Adams and Jalen Ramsey. A.J. Dillon's going to get the ball. And the thing I think A.J. Dillon's going to do is get the ball in the passing game, where he's proven to be a pretty damn good receiver. He caught all six of his targets last week. But Rodgers, Adams, Dillon have to be in your lineup. If I'm playing somebody else from this team, it's going to be presuming Aaron Jones doesn't play, by the way. I don't think he will, because they go on bye next week. But I think it's going to be Valdez-Scantling, who's got an opportunity to make a big play.
Well, speaking of things that have proven success, for me, it's keeps. Two out of three men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they are 35. Honestly, guys, you should do something for yourself this holiday season. Get yourself a gift. Sign up to become a Keeps customer. I did a long time ago. There are only two FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers both. I am beyond mad at myself that I didn't ask questions earlier, that I didn't start taking it earlier. I would have like all my hair if I just started taking Keeps earlier. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months. So you'll see results. Act fast. Listen, it's just $10 a month. $10 a month is well worth, do the math, $120. They can start as low as $10 a month. That's well worth keeping your hair. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/feast to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/feast to get your first month free. Keeps.com/feast. Joe, who should we feast on in the Niners and the Vikings? There's some good fantasy guys. Debo Samuel's a top 10 running back in the NFL. He plays wide receiver.
Top 10 running back and a top 10 receiver. This guy's awesome. Now, Ross, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you almost wonder, are teams going to start maybe using – look at what happened. Now, Debo Samuel, we know, like, he's been a far better player than Cordarrelle Patterson in his career, but look at those two guys. Like, if these guys are so good and so explosive after the catch, why don't you put the ball in their hands in an easier way? Debo, I mean, Ross, he's putting up 20 fantasy points and while catching one pass. He's a wide receiver. It's amazing. I wonder also how much of that was a function of the fact that Elijah Mitchell didn't play. And I think that's a fair question. And then you look, and the 49ers gave 29 carries to Jeff Wilson and Trey Sermon. So Elijah Mitchell, there's going to be room for him to eat here as well. The 49ers have become exactly what we like, a narrow fantasy team, and they play one here. If Elijah Mitchell plays, he's going to be the top back. I don't think anything Jeff Wilson, though Wilson should have scored a touchdown. Wilson should have had a touchdown on the opening drive. Jimmy Garoppolo just missed him. But Elijah Mitchell, if he plays, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, who now all of a sudden is leading them in receiving, and George Kittle is obviously a tight end one. You got to play him. Jimmy Garoppolo is a viable streaming quarterback. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for your service last week. Seriously, filling in for me in a high-stakes league where I had Lamar Jackson. Me and Brawley and Barfield had Lamar Jackson. Jimmy Garoppolo comes in, quarterbacks us to a win. Thank you for your service, Jimmy. And Ross, he keeps playing like this. Jimmy might be a semi-hot commodity on the market this offseason for teams that don't have the firepower to trade for Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers. I think he's got a chance to maybe end up a place like Pittsburgh where they could use a stabilizing agent at quarterback.
Very interesting. What about the Vikings on the other side?
Same team every week. I love them. Look at this. I mean, this is all you need to know. Kirk Cousins throws 35 passes last week. He throws for 341 and 3 touchdowns. 20 of the 35 go in the direction of Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. Nobody else gets more than 4 targets. Dalvin Cook carries the ball 22 times. Nobody else gets more than 3 rush attempts. From a season-long standpoint, there is not a guy on this team. Now, Cousins is a guy you might be making decisions on every week. I understand that. The Niners' defense has been pretty good. But, I mean, there's nobody really – you can't bench Jefferson. You can't bench Thielen. You can't bench Cook. And Kirk Cousins is a viable starting fantasy quarterback. Do you know Kirk Cousins has 21 touchdowns and 2 interceptions this year? I mean, I know he's goofy and he's got the smile and the you like that and Magoo, you know, like, but he's pretty good. Ross, let me put it to you this way. Everybody is getting their rocks off on Mac Jones, right? If you were to tell Bill Belichick right now, Mac Jones becomes Kirk Cousins, what do you think Bill Belichick would say?
Absolutely. I would love that.
What do you think Browns fans would trade Baker Mayfield for Kirk Cousins right now?
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, the guy's pretty good. 21 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Getting rid of Kirk. Viking fans, like they tell, you know, we move on from. Why would you move on from him? Be careful what you wish for, Vikings fans. This guy's pretty good.
It's a really good point, Joe. All right. Now we got Sunday Night Football. I'm going to be there. It's the Browns at the Ravens.
Well, let's see what Lamar Jackson's immune system does this week. But I'll be honest, I was pretty impressed by Huntley. I thought he came out. I know they only scored 16 points, but thought he came out there. He made plays. He got the ball in the hands of their good receivers. Keep in mind, they didn't have Hollywood Brown in that game. So he had to play without, you know, not knowing all week if he's going to start. He had to play without their top receiver. He got the ball in the hands of Mark Andrews. I thought Huntley handled himself well, but I would think Lamar Jackson's going to play this week. So we'll just throw that out there. Hopefully Hollywood Brown can play as well. He'll have a tough matchup with Denzel Ward. The Ravens, Sammy Watkins gets involved. I don't know how much that's going to continue. If Hollywood Brown's able to play, Rashad Bateman had 6 targets. But Devontae Freeman has kind of established himself as their lead back, somebody who's on the RB2 radar every week. The Baltimore Ravens, everything focuses around here, though, Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews, who are two of the top, if not the two top players at their positions.
What about the Browns, Joe?
Kareem Hunt's back this week. Jack Conklin's back this week. That's good for their run game. I think Kareem Hunt's probably going to have to play some wide receiver because Jarvis Landry's dinged up. Peoples Jones is dinged up. Baker's held together by scotch tape right now. They have Bradley. I think it's Jamarcus Bradley who caught 2 of their. He was their second leading receiver in that game behind Austin Hooper. I mean, it's Chubb or bust for me.
Yikes. Not good. All right. Finally, we've got Monday Night Football, which is kind of an interesting one in the sense that I think Washington is going to beat Seattle. I think Taylor Heineke is going to beat Russell Wilson. I think people that overcome the odds, rewrite the playbook, deliver under pressure are awesome. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone. Who's working for us, Joe, in Seattle? DK Metcalf can't catch a contested ball to save his life.
And when he's not uncontested, Russell Wilson sailing the ball 10 yards over his head. I mean, this is brutal right now. Ross, they just, I mean, let's not say they don't have talent, because I think any quarterback in the NFL would take Metcalf and Lockett. But Russ isn't playing well. They cannot run the ball. Rashad Penny, they give him a carry. Looks like he shot out of a cannon, and then he gets hurt, which has unfortunately been part of the story with Rashad Penny. I would give the ball to DJ Dallas more if I were them, because Alex Collins is just a guy. They've got to try something here. And the thing is, I mean, from a season-long standpoint, Lockett goes over 100 yards in this game. He had like 250 air yards 2 weeks ago. You got to play the guy. You got to play Metcalf, because you know what they can do. But I'll tell you one thing I'm doing. I'm benching Russell Wilson at this point. I cannot believe I'm saying this, but if I had to pick a quarterback in this game straight up to play for fantasy, it's Heineke.
Wow. It's Heineke. That says a lot about a lot.
I mean, you know what? It says plenty about Heineke. I mean, who's playing pretty good. I mean, Heineke's kind of Fitzpatrick-like, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you got to give him some credit. He goes out there, he runs around, he gets the ball in the hands of their good players. One big return this week is it looks like Logan Thomas is going to be back.
Now, Joe, you said like with Kareem Hunt, with Conklin, with Logan Thomas, just because they open up the practice window, does that necessarily mean they're back?
No, it doesn't, but it looks like they could be back. But I think Logan Thomas is expected to play this week. So let's just throw that out there. The window is open. All right. There's always the chance they have a setback or they don't look as good. But it looks like Logan Thomas is going to be back, which would be huge for fantasy purposes. Antonio Gibson fumbled last week for the team, and they benched him for a quarter. But he still got 19 carries. He would have had 25 carries if he didn't fumble for a quarter. He's got to hold on to the football. But just based on the usage for Antonio Gibson, it looks like the team feels he's healthier coming out of the bye with that shin. And I would think, wow, this is like a pick'em game. This should be a good game flow for Antonio Gibson to get 15 to 20 carries.
Nice. Well, he looked pretty good other than that fumble last week. Joe looks good every week on the Fantasy Feast podcast. He is amazing. Follow him on social media at FG_Dolan, the fantasy gangster. It's never too late or too early, as the case may be, to go to fantasypoints.com. Use the code 21FEAST. We love those of you that quote tweet the show and make a comment about how great Joe is at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. That means a lot. Rate and review the show. It's all awesome. We're very thankful for all of you. Have a terrific, terrific Thanksgiving. We're done. I'm stuffed.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.